90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, welcome to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Chit Chat, an electronic group from Denver, has joined me tonight. They'll start off the live set with their brand new song, Play It Cool. Chit Chat is in the studio. Coming up next is their song, Right Here. Thanks for listening.
I've been trying so hard to hide the nervous shake behind the life I make. When you look my way, I've been waiting so long to find somebody who could show me how to open up like this. I don't know where this goes. If you're in, I'm all in. park the car on the side street. Talk to me for hours in the backseat. You and me were made to be. You and me were made to be. Baby girl, tell me the places that you've been to. Talk to me about everything that scares you. You and me were made to be. You and me were made to be right here.
KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. We just heard Play It Cool, which officially comes out tomorrow, and right here by Chit Chat. They're an electronic group based in Denver. Their first show was 2 months ago, but they're no strangers to the music scene. Joss was in an alternative band called Left Hand Shakes a while back. Madison started out in the theater. Both of them are here tonight. Thank you guys for coming in. It's been a pleasure so far. And I just want to talk about the fact that your first song as a group was Supercut, which you'll be playing later in the set, and that was an original, or that was a cover of a song by Lord.
Correct.
What was it like releasing original music after the cover? Like, were you nervous of how it would be received by the public, or was that not really something you were concerned about?
I feel like we were a little nervous. Yeah. Were you nervous? Okay.
I'm like, true. I don't want to speak for the group.
True.
I was nervous, especially since Supercut did get picked up by a label. I was like scared, like, what if our originals don't go as well?
Yeah, like, what if people don't like it?
Yeah, what if everyone hates us?
It was a little different stylistically too. Like, Supercut kind of had some pretty strong house influences, but then right here was definitely way more straightforward pop, you know. And your singing tone was like pretty different on it too, the singing style.
Yeah,
I was kind of worried about that as well, but seems to be going so far.
Yeah,
going
I was just well say, so far. I feel like people have been enjoying it, maybe even more than Supercut. Like, I don't know, based off numbers on Spotify, and I don't know.
It's just based off the numbers.
Based off numbers.
Well, and the fact that, I don't know, a lot of blogs have been writing about you, and it also got put onto a few Spotify playlists, which is really cool. Like, I don't know how that even happens.
I think we got crazy lucky on that. I don't really know either.
Well, we're really big in Norway based on Spotify playlists.
I was gonna say, yeah,
because the Norwegians just love right here.
Exactly.
I guess so.
Yeah, both of the playlists you guys made it onto were Norwegian for some reason, which actually kind of makes sense because, I don't know, if you go to Norway, they listen to like electronic stuff, kind of what
sounds
you
like we got to go to Norway.
Yeah,
then.
Like, I feel like a lot of the big producers, even in like our music industry, are Scandinavian. So
yeah, it makes sense if you think
good
about
point.
It.
Good
Have
point.
You guys ever been to Norway? I know.
No, but I think we should go now.
Yeah, we definitely need to tour there now.
True. Yeah, that would be so fun. That would be a great place to tour. Cool. I heard you went to France, Madison and Lee, or both of you guys.
Oh yeah, I studied in France for a bit. I studied art history. Josh came and visited. It was really fun.
We got those European listeners.
We do. Oh my god.
Chit chat wasn't even a thing back then.
No, it wasn't.
Wow. That was just for kicks.
Cool. And I was just wondering, like, right here, it's been pretty well received. And the music video, I was looking at that online, and you guys, it was just so well edited. Like, I know,
so much.
Josh, you were the one who edited that video, right? Let me give a background first for people listening who haven't seen it yet. It's basically, the center of the video is a dried bunch of roses. And in the back, you guys are, like, moving into your apartment. But it's a lyric video, and then you guys, like, edited the words to come, like, at every single beat. I don't know. It seems like it took a lot of effort.
So long. By the end of it, I was so ready to... My fingers were cramping up by the end of it.
By so long, what do you mean? Like,
it just took a lot of...
like, how long?
A lot of time. Probably between, like, 2 or 3 days, because I don't really know how to edit video or anything, so I was figuring out a lot of this stuff for the first time. So it was spread out over 3 days, but, like, probably at least 4 or 5 hours every day.
That's crazy.
These people are gonna go watch this video. They're gonna be like, dang, it took this kid 15 hours to do this. Jeez.
Oh, that's harsh. That's crazy. That wasn't worth it.
It was still fun. And
you probably learned a lot too.
Yeah, there's like a couple of like really quick little jokes in there, and every once in a while like Mia picked up on them. And
there's a joke about how long it took to edit it, which I thought was funny.
it's just like one little frame.
So very meta.
When people bring that up, that's always, it's worth it just for the laughs,
right?
I think.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is like a relevant question, but the dried roses were the focus of the video. I don't know. I mean, roses seem to be very symbolic. I don't know if it was just for aesthetic or if there was like a meaning behind that. Do you want to like decode that a little bit?
Okay, well, those roses and the vase that they were in came from one Goodwill trip where we were just picking out things on the cheap for our apartment. And I was just like, these are cute.
True.
And we were like, we can just like make these the thing.
Yeah, it was originally gonna be the album art for the single, and we were gonna use it pretty heavily, and we kind of ended up not for whatever reason.
But they were potentially gonna be the album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and there is an album coming out. Then that's what I'm hearing.
Eventually, yes.
Because a lot of the songs you're gonna play today are new. So
yeah, we got.
Are they just
ones.
Gonna be like singles, or are they gonna be all part of like a collective work?
See, that's kind of the weird thing about music today. We're not writing them with an album in mind per se, but I think at one point we'll probably put out an EP. It's almost more of a playlist at that point.
True.
Kind of just a collection of our singles.
Of what you've put out yet.
I mean, eventually I think we'd love to do like a full form LP album
with like a concept behind it potentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice. And the concept is undecided yet because you guys are so new.
Yeah, I think we're still very much so trying to figure out like our core sound. We're I feel like everything we've done so far is like touching in just a lot of different areas, and so I think we're still trying to find home base, and once we get there, then we'll probably start thinking about,
I feel like that's where you should be as a band this new, like just exploring things still, and like trying to figure out what you want to sound like,
hopefully.
Like, seems like a good thing. I'm very pleased that you guys have live instruments. I don't know why, I'm just so happy about that. Like, Josh, you were playing the guitar and the keys and everything like while you were playing, which is like a little bit interesting for an electronic band, because I feel like, I don't know,
I have a lot of friends who do electronic music, and when they play live, they just do DJ sets. Sorry, I shouldn't say just, because that's totally an art form in itself. But for this stuff, I had kind of decided pretty early on that I didn't want to go about it that way, and especially in order to kind of have Maddie be able to still perform as well. That would be kind of weird to have like a DJ set and then
her just
focus
on the side.
I guess it's not impossible, but it felt much more natural to just make it as live as possible,
right.
With playing as many of the pieces as we can. Mm-hmm. I'd love to eventually get more people in the band.
Really?
If we had like budget for that or something in an ideal world, and play like all of it, that'd be super cool.
Like play like live drums and like live everything.
Yeah, that would be a dream come true.
That's cool. I would look forward to seeing where that takes you, if that happens. No pressure or anything.
I'd probably be pretty far down the road, but if we get there.
Yeah. Totally. I don't know. There's a lot of local musicians who are like looking to be in bands, I feel like you could make that work. Yeah. Okay. Last random little question before we get back to the music. Your band name is Chit Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that and why? Is there a reason? There doesn't have to be.
we both worked at that together. We were trying to come up with something for a while. We had a couple of names that we had been tossing around, but then Chit Chat kind of came up, and there's a loose significance to it with the sound. Most of our songs are kind of lighthearted introspections into human interaction, which is exactly what Chit Chat sort of is,
right.
is lighthearted interaction. So I think it's very fitting in that manner.
True. Good answer. That
makes
once
we found it, mm-hmm. I think it really fit.
Were there some other weird alternatives that could have been your band name, or were they not that interesting?
We were thinking about No Thanks at first, spelled N-O-T-H-X, period.
Very hipster.
Right. We're like, maybe that's too cool for us.
Yeah, it was a little hip.
Yeah, we were thinking of a few French words.
Yeah.
What do we want? We wanted to do like Soleil, but like...
That would be pretty.
Yeah, but there's just so many.
That's French. It's so pretty.
You are.
Hands down, the prettiest language.
It is. I mean, that's not deniable.
Mais c'est vrai.
Would you ever sing a song in French?
We have been working on songs, like doing some like French lyrics
really?
In the chorus. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'd love to do a full French song.
Mm-hmm. But you would love to. You mean Maddie or Madison.
I would love to watch her do
yes,
that.
Yes, true, same.
I would love to watch Maddie sing in French.
I would too.
Exactly.
On that note, we're going to hear a song in English, which is a cover. It's called Make Out by Chit Chat, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
I got things to do, I know you do too, but I won't let go of you till you push me away. The second you leave, I miss you. I could see you tomorrow, but I don't wanna wait, so kiss me in the doorway. Always on your way out, I'm trying to make you stay so we can make out. Kiss me in the doorway. Always on your way out, I'm trying to make you stay so we can make out.
Point 5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was Make Out by Chit Chat. The next song is called San Francisco. Thanks for listening.
You keep your head filled up with little stars, more than I could ever start to try to stitch together and tether you to my heart. I can't give you where you don't wanna be, but how can I stay when you wanna leave? And if you go, baby, where does that leave? could change my name and go wherever you go.
KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by Chit Chat. The first was Make Out. The second was San Francisco, which is an original. And it is also Madison's self-proclaimed favorite song. Was it inspired by the actual city? Or no? Or was there another inspiration?
It was inspired by a story on a podcast called The Moth.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, so The Moth is like a podcast where people just get on and tell stories, and usually they have like an overwhelming theme or like some cool twist, et cetera, et cetera. There's one particular story where an astrophysicist met this guy in England, fell in love, but then their relationship kind of drifted apart. Then they moved to San Francisco, like all this stuff. And then, yeah, it turns out she was studying black holes and thought that if you sent like a right-handed glove into a black hole, it would come back out a left-handed glove.
Whoa. That was like her working theory.
Yeah, that was like her theory. That was like her life's work. Like,
is
what
this like
did.
A real person?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then basically she and the love of her life, this British guy, ended up reconnecting, and they had a son together, and he had a condition where all his organs are on the opposite side.
What? Oh my goodness.
And I was just so struck.
Like, this actually happened?
This actually happened. What? And I was so
Wait. So the heart was on the right side of the body?
Yeah.
All this kid's internal organs are completely flipped. I think she said there's only like 3 recorded cases of this in history.
Yeah,
and this just happened to happen to the person who had that black hole theory.
The same concept.
Yeah, and the person that she was like meant to be with. I was like, wow, maybe there is a God. I was like, what?
Maybe love is real.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I was like, we need to write a song about that.
Yeah, I think we kind of took our own liberties with it. Like, it wasn't like, this is our interpretation of the moth story.
Yeah, exactly.
It is art.
It was pretty heavily inspired by that.
Yeah, it was kind of like, yeah.
That's the coolest story I've heard all week.
Kind of wove that in with one of Maddie's past relationships as well.
Yeah, so like personal info, info from the moth, like
That's crazy. Is that amazing backstory why it's your favorite song, or is there like a different reason?
I feel like that's part of it. Also, it's the one song that we've written so far where I get to like actually be really like emotional. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm just like da 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 da, and that one I can be like, how can I stay? Like I can get really into it.
Get those emotional vocals.
Yeah, which I really, really enjoy. So
yeah. I really thought you were gonna be like, oh yeah, we went to San Francisco. It was really cool. Blah blah blah. This is like a way better story.
No, y'all, this is legit.
Yeah, that was the best answer ever. Oh my gosh. And I was just going to ask, because electronic music, I feel like you can really make any sound you want with it. So how, and the songs we've heard, like a lot of them are new and not released yet. How do you know when a song's finished and like when you're done adding elements to
it? Oh boy.
That's Josh's question.
Okay. Have at it, Josh.
It's pretty hard. I have some friends who are just like, they come up with whatever idea and they just throw it all down and then they kind of like pick away at it later and figure out what works. But I tend to sit there and come up with a million different versions of like a verse or a chorus, and then until I find something that works.
I figured. You seem like a perfectionist.
That's kind of what it feels like sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying hard to not do that because I think in a lot of ways that's not great for making music.
Hmm.
It isn't. But
true.
So anyway, by the time I finally go through like at least 25 versions of every section of the song and they finally like feel like they click, then I'm like, okay.
Wow. That seems like a lot of work. Yeah. That's interesting. You said perfectionism is like a good and a bad thing. I feel like it's a good thing because then you don't make like trash music, but then it's also a bad thing because...
But at the same time, a lot of the best songs ever written, like this isn't just for us. I think I've heard this a lot, but I think a lot of the best music comes really quickly and naturally and not overthinking and perfecting things. Just kind of pops
right
out.
It has to be like natural. Yeah. That's like an element to music. Very true.
So I think it totally goes both ways.
Right. What's been the hardest song? What's been the hardest song you guys have made yet? Like in terms of not knowing when to finish the song.
You go first. What was the hardest for you?
I feel like Play It Cool was difficult on the production side. I feel like there were a lot of iterations of Play It Cool that happened. So y'all get
there
to hear.
There were San Francisco too.
Yeah, I guess.
Hmm.
Actually, yeah, I think San Francisco is probably the most difficult. We had one version that was completely different. The whole chorus was like really upbeat and fast.
Oh, you're right.
Do you remember
okay
that?
Yeah. Yes.
And I was like pretty set on it at first too. And you're like, oh yeah, this is like okay. I could you would be like, oh yeah, this is good, but I could tell that you weren't really like all that into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then at one point we were both like, all right, we're just gonna strip it all back over. And then we kind of found that halftime feel. And as soon as we like started down that path, it was like, oh my goodness.
Then you like
this
realize
is what this
is what it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
And that felt really good. That is kind of, for me, like the most rewarding point of it all is when you've been like just banging your head against the wall, trying to figure out what it should sound like. And then it finally is there. Like, oh yes, I finally found it.
True.
I love that part.
I also mentioned previously, like in your intro, that you are, Josh, at least you started in an alternative band. And Maddie, you started in theater, even though that was like a really long time ago. But I was just wondering.
Maddie's also been writing songs for a long time.
Yeah, I, yeah, yeah. At a very
really
young age, I was writing a lot of like Never Shout Never inspired songs.
Oh, I love them. Yeah,
like
yeah.
I was really into like pop punk, like acoustic emo type stuff. So a lot of my early songs that I've written are like super heavily influenced by that genre, which doesn't really work with us right now.
Yeah, so maybe it could be in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who knows?
It'll affect your musical DNA.
True.
Well, my question was, how did you guys get interested in electronic music since like you didn't really start off in that genre?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
I've probably been the one kind of pulling Maddie into that direction.
Yes.
I don't know if there was ever like one turning point. I was really into like guitar based music for a long time, and I was doing that with Left Hand Shakes. Mm-hmm. And that stuff was fun. I really liked that. But then I sort of gradually just kind of got bored of guitars a little bit.
Interesting.
Just for a little while. I'm kind of back into guitars now, but I had this phase where I was kind of just sick of all the music that I was listening to, and I just never really paid much attention to electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I sort of started digging deep and finding stuff that I really liked, and I just kind of went from there, and here we are now. I think we found a really good balance of, a really good niche of electronic music.
Yeah, I feel like electronic music is a very good genre to fall into if you're bored with what you're currently doing, because there's just so many possibilities.
Yeah, it's endless. It's crazy. Like, every new electronic artist that comes out is always making sounds that no one on the planet has ever heard before.
It's like a genre, but it's not really a genre, because it's just so broad.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. It's extremely open-ended, especially,
very open-ended. Open-ended is like the perfect word to describe electronic music, I feel like. All right. Let's get a random question in before we get back to the music.
Uh-oh.
Josh, your glasses are really cool. I feel like they're becoming a logo for the band. Is that accurate or no?
Maddie, do you have something to say about this?
Y'all, I have so much to say about this. This is the question I've been waiting for my entire 23 years.
Well.
Listen to a story all about how Josh stole my style and now he's known for it.
Ooh, there's some drama. I can feel it in the
air. Okay. I've had the circle glasses for about 8 years, more or less. I'm just throwing that out there because I got these in high school. Like, that was a while ago. So yeah, I've had those for a while. When Josh and I met, he really liked them. Suddenly he had them. And now I wear contacts a lot, so like mainly.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be a logo for the band because, for a long time, both of us were wearing them.
Hmm.
Maddie was first.
I'm sorry, I should have given you credit. I didn't know that.
See, no one knows.
And that's the thing. No one does know. There's no way that you would know.
There's no way.
So we were kind of hoping it was going to be a logo for the band, but now it kind of just seems like it's like.
It's just one-sided at this point.
Yeah.
Now it's just funny. Now it's just a joke.
It is a pretty funny story.
And it's a chance for me to make
up.
Fun of Josh, which I will always take.
We'll take that. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wow. That was some deep drama right there. I'm glad we could.
You're really touching on some
Oh,
topics.
I guess I should probably let her say that.
I'm just kidding. No, it's fine.
Are there any hard feelings, Maddie?
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
That's very true. Speaking of imitation, low-key, not really, because you guys changed the song quite a bit.
Supercut!
Supercut is the next song. It's originally a song by Lord, but Chit Chat is going to play it live in our studio. Thanks for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave up, all the love we had lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up. But when I reach for you, it's just a supercut. And you call the radio up, and you call the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you made me my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush, be your violent overnight rush, make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. So I fall in the continents and cars, all the stages and the stars that turn all of it to just a supercut. In my head, I do everything right. When you call, I forgive and I fight. All the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent. Come on to my heart. And you call the radio up, and you call the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Slow motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush, be your violent overnight rush, make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. We just heard a cover of Lorde's song Supercut by Chit Chat live in our KCSU studio. Thank you guys for coming in and playing all of that music. It's been so fun.
Thank
I love
you.
Your music.
Thank you for having
Thank you so
us
much
so
for having
much.
Us,
yes. No problem. Come back anytime. Do you have any projects you would like to let the Fort Collins community know about, like in the upcoming future?
Well, tomorrow, Play It Cool and the associated music video are coming out. So check those out tomorrow. We are also playing a show on November 29th.
Yep.
With, who was it with?
With again? Catching Flies.
That's so fun.
Larimer Lounge?
At Larimer Lounge.
Yeah.
That's such, they're like great. That's like a great band to be associated with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're
That'll
stoked.
Be so fun. Yeah. And the music video, I'm so excited to see that, as I already complimented your editing skills.
It's pretty goofy.
It is.
So story about that, we had a film crew. We were gonna do like a full fledged like professional
like big girl music video.
Yeah. Yeah, true. For real. And then that kind of fell through pretty close to the release date.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anybody's fault, just how it happened to go. But then we're like, oh no, what do we do? So
this is a product of that chaos.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it turned out pretty well for being total last minute. From idea conception to like the finished edit, it was like 48 hours. I think we did pretty good given the circumstances.
I believe you. I'm excited to see that. When you
walk away. Thanks for listening to Live and Local. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. Thanks for supporting College Radio on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You think you're cool with your New York shoes and your DIY tattoos. But when you call me a quarter past three, I don't have the time to cry.